As far as voter turnout goes, Election Day this year was slow but steady. The morning saw little action. And as of 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at Precinct 2, only 285 Sitkins had voted. At that time last year during the general election, it was over 880. Dorothy Orbison, chair of Precinct 2 at St. Gregory's Church, attributes this to the fact that it's a municipal election this year and there is no proposition on the ballot.
There don't seem to be any big hot-button issues on the ballot this year to pull a lot of people out, although I understand that early voting for absentees was fairly robust, so maybe the total will be decent by the time we're done.
According to City Clerk Sarah Peterson, 277 absentee ballots were issued, a slight uptick from last year's 246. Over at Precinct 1 at Grace Harbor Church, election official Keith Nitre said that voters were trickling in as well.
According to the tally, we're getting like 40 people an hour.
Which is about what Nitre expected.
Okay, perfect. I know you've done it before. Here.
He's helping voters feed their ballot into the machine, which is a tricky combination of grabbing the envelope and inserting the ballot, of holding on and letting go. Nitre watches fastidiously to make sure every vote is truly counted. It's common, he says, for voters to mismark their choice.
They don't put it in the oval, they put it on the side, and the machine will reject it. And so this way, we make sure that they have a chance, if they want to re-vote it so their vote will count.
Nitre has already caught this error a few times today. The corrected vote can make a huge difference when it comes time to count.
In our community, we've had mayors elected by 1, 2, 3 votes, so every vote counts.
Nitre pauses to give a sticker to a voter, stamped with the American flag in motion and the words, "I voted today."
Have a sticker. And it's also, this is kind of fun, too. You get to see everyone in town, or at least half the town.
Precinct 1 is the outskirts of town. Precinct 2 is pretty much the downtown area.
Ann Polnow, chair of Precinct 1, says she remembers the days when Sitkins voted in separate places, and that this is a return to those times.
People were used to it, and they were used to certain cookies at certain precincts and certain people.
Voting action picked up significantly after 2 o'clock. By 8 p.m. last night, when the polls closed, an estimated 1,777 registered voters had cast their ballots. Precinct 1 saw 702 ballots in the machine and 49 question ballots. Precinct 2 also saw 702 ballots with 47 question ballots. The question ballots are for people who voted in the wrong place. Though turnout is lower than the last municipal election in 2013, officials said they're just happy those who voted did. Polnow has helped run the municipal election for several years.
Just to help out, I think it's important for people to vote and to be a part of the democratic process. I think you don't get a right to complain if you don't vote.
And you don't get a free piece of candy. So, like a good citizen, after voting, I snagged a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup on my way out the door. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.